Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
I see that the President of the United States, I was watching News Nation, was walking towards Marine One to then go to Air Force One to fly to China to meet with President Xi there. He's taking with him Elon Musk, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and the CEOs of BlackRock, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, Blackstone, Citibank, GE Aerospace, MasterCard, Meta, Qualcomm, Visa, and others. Tom Fortino is also on that plane. How about that? He joins us now from Air Force One. Hi, Tom.
I'm with them in spirit, John. I'm with them in spirit.
I wonder what they would hope to accomplish, because as much as it might be hopefully for economic development, he's got to try and navigate the Persian Gulf, their relationship with the U.S., their relationship with Iran, blah, blah, blah. I hope that this goes well.
Yeah, of course we hope it goes well. I mean, I think based on the individuals that going on that plane, which interestingly enough, Jensen Huang, the head of NVIDIA, is not on that plane. I guess that's been pointed out. I don't know what the takeaway is from that, but that's kind of been one of the rubs about having those chips available to China. And there's a whole discussion there, but obviously, he's bringing the A-team and the financial might of, I guess that's maybe a show of power, to China. I mean, I think that's a good thing, and I think it's a positive thing. And so hopefully, you know, some things will come from this, and it will also, you know, if it is positive, we're going to probably see it having a positive impact on the market.
Markets are teetering again around record highs. Not that the Dow is the most important of them. It's the most followed one, and it's just shy of 50,000 again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the one index that has not reached its previous high. The NASDAQ and, of course, the S&P have both hit their highs again and gone to new highs. But overall, you know, you can say this is, again, I mean, the trend is the trend. The market doesn't care how you feel or what you think. You know, it's been an uptrend,
yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Well, clearly those people on the plane with the president and their shareholders are still bullish on America, despite what maybe is happening in the world. And yet back here at home, inflation is closer to 4% than 3% right now. Is that a concern for you and your investments?
You know, I would say this. It should always be a concern. I mean, depending on where we think it's going to go, I don't think, you know, I think the market is saying this, not me, but because what we're seeing, but I think they're saying a couple things here. Number one, this is not going to be a permanent thing. In other words, it's a policy thing. It's something that can be resolved. And so that's why I think we're continuing to see this market do it. Now, is that good? No. I mean, it can't continue on and continue going this way. But for the most part, the market's kind of been brushing it off and saying, I think we think this it's going to resolve itself somewhere down the road.
Okay, so talk a little bit about CPI and the quarterly corporate reports.
Well, you know, the CPI, which came out today, and you're referring to that, John, you know, it was a little high. I think it was kind of baked in, though, to a certain extent. I think they were forecasting a 0.6% month over month, 3.7 year over year, came in at 0.6, a little above on the core, and it was, I think, 3.8 year over year.
3.8.
Mm-hmm. But, so, you know, again, I think that was baked in. But what are we seeing on the flip side? We're looking at corporate earnings. You're looking at corporate earnings in the double digits. It's even surpassing what they thought. You know, that's what drives a lot of these things. In fact, I think the forward PE has come down because, you know, the part of that ratio, the earnings, has been going up so dramatically, more than they thought. And, you know, operating margins are kind of at the all-time highs. These are some really, really good numbers. And so now, you know, it is a little bit of a rear-view mirror look because those are the previous quarter. But even some of the guidance and the things that are happening, again, just a lot of positive things happening as it relates to
Absolutely. And not to dwell on this one point, but I'll just ask you to comment. Are you surprised by the fact, though, that it's almost guaranteed that fuel prices are going to be above $5 a gallon through the election, maybe 6 months? Let's see, does that get us through the election 6 months? But 6 months or more before prices come down appreciably. That's what they're saying. Maybe the president's right and they'll drop like a rock. But it's just interesting, though, that the market seems to be either patient or believes that those prices are going to come down.
I think it's a combination of things. I think, again, they think ultimately this is going to get resolved. It won't continue. So will those prices come down eventually? I think they do believe that. Now, the question is when, and no one can say for sure. The other thing is, again, I don't want to diminish it. This is not pleasant, and certainly is not pleasant for people that have to fill up their gas tanks. But relatively speaking, the price of oil, where it's staying, we used these same terms last time we spoke. I don't want to say getting used to it. Can we adapt to it? Some of the productivity that's occurring because of AI is some of the argument there, too. Can we sustain it and still be okay for a while? Yeah. The whole rub in this is, getting back to what you're saying, is how long will this last? Mm-hmm. I don't think if it goes on for a long time, that's problematic. I don't think anyone would deny that.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, what are you telling your clients then right now? I presume you're holding. You're not selling, right?
No, we're not selling. I mean, this market, again, has been doing well. There's opportunities I think we're seeing now, because one of the things that's interesting is with this AI thing is, when things came out earlier, they said, is it overdone? We saw that happen towards the last quarter in 2025. Then we saw some other things hit the market, of course, this year. And now they're saying, wait a minute, this AI thing was not overdone. You're seeing semis are up 50% or more. All of these pieces, the energy that, is being provided, whether it's through GE Vernova, you can go down the line, Bloom Energy, and so on. A lot of these things is still on the semis, $700 billion a year. Boston Consulting Group came out and said all of these companies are saying they're going to continue to spend for the next 3 years at a minimum. So
wow.
That's back, and we're seeing this AI trade kind of come alive again significantly.
Tom Fortino has got a show on WGN Radio that you can hear Sunday mornings. He's the host of our The Alpha Wealth Hour on WGN Sunday at 7. And I catch it most Sundays. Tom, join us again on this show, and we'll listen for you on the weekends.
Great. Thanks, John. You take care.
Oh, and by the way, Tom, I know that I met with my friend Bob Evans this morning from City Kids Camp, and I know that you're going to be an investor in, that is, a contributor to our Radiothon in a few weeks. I just want to thank you in advance, because you don't have to do that, but boy, the kids sure appreciate it, and the listeners do too.
It's my honor and my pleasure.
That's Tom Fortino from the Alpha Wealth Group. It's 127 on WGN.